The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading is taken from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." My dear friends, brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are all challenged in today's news about our faith. And I am so happy to see that this church is still filled with the people who believe in him. Because that is the question of Jesus. Despite and in spite of all these things going on in the Catholic Church, do you still believe? And apparently, you all still believe. And I give you all a round of applause. Because your faith is not dependent on the person, but on the person who come and give his body and blood. Your faith does not depend on this human being who does all these crazy things, but on Jesus who is in our spirit and come to our bread and wine. Yes, it could be scary. Yes, we are all facing this humiliation and embarrassment because for some, we will face it. And Jesus will turn to you. Are you courageous? Because I am. Jesus will stand forth, even though he was what? Criticized for what he was doing. Even though they did not understand when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood, a true food and a true drink, and I will be there." Because Jesus wanted to be intimate with us, to be close to us. Intimacy of Jesus. The Adorno Fathers, we called in Rome the Caracciolinis. Our charism is to imitate the Paschal mystery of Christ. What is the Paschal mystery of Christ? His suffering, his death, and his resurrection. That is our creed, and that is your credo too, as Christians. It's everybody, but it is our imitation. Yes, our life every day must entail some sacrifices. None of us are spared from this suffering, but don't just leave it there. Because when we are suffering, what do? We complain. "Oh, my back is aching. I don't have enough money. I have financial problem." We do all have problems. But isn't that the one that connects all of us? That makes us all natural children of God. Problem means there is a solution. And our Lord has given that in the gospel reading today. What is the solution? to our problem. Go back to Christ. The church is being called to being closer and coming back to Christ. How can we be coming back to Christ? I go to Mass every Sunday, Father. I pray the rosary. I do all kinds of ministry in the church. Very good. How else can I be closer to Christ? Be humble. Humus, humilita. Humility. When our Lord was in heaven, He came down so that you and I can be rich. We must be reachable. We must not act as righteous person and keep pointing at the mistakes of others. We have the solution. Hold hands together and believe in God. We are all but sinners. All of us, you and I, we have done a lot of things. Just like Mary Magdalene, when people said, "Here is Mary Magdalene. What are you going to do with him? Stone her to death. What are you going to do with her?" The Lord, very smart. What would Jesus do in our time today? What would he do? He will do exactly the same and as you and me. If one of you have not done anything wrong and have not done any sin, pick the first rock and throw it at her. What is Jesus doing here? Is he trying to say it's all right to have this scandal? No, Jesus is saying, stop judging. Stop. Let's begin healing by forgiving and fixing the problem aright. Fixing it aright. In the first reading today, from the book of Joshua, what did Joshua did after he took over from Moses? He called all the leaders. Come, let's make a stand today, not tomorrow. Who are you going to choose, your pagan God or the real God? Let's make a choice. And everyone say, "I am for God." Say that, "I am for God."
I am for God.
That's what we need to do. I am for God because I remember what good things He had done to me. I am where I am now because He is so good. I am for God because He saved me and He is for real. He is in charge. And I will not abandon Him. For today, I make this choice and commitment. I am for God. In the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, what did he say? It is Jesus who has the solution. He married us. And does he know who he is marrying? An adulterer. The church, we are never faithful from the beginning. Israel, we are that new Israel. An adulterer. But God, who is faithful, still embrace and marry you and me. What did he say today? Submit yourself to God. Subordinate to God and follow him whatever he tells you. He asks you and me to love. He never say to judge. He never say to kill. He had never said to be harmful. To love encompasses, and we don't have enough time, and if I have to discuss to you about love. But you know that. He wants you and me to be a loving person. It doesn't matter who we are. We need. And lastly, the gospel. He turned to his apostles and challenged them. You too are leaving me.
Lord, Peter answered. There is no better answer than the answer of Peter. What did he say? Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Peter had discovered something in here. Not just life here on earth, eternal life. I will seek you, Lord, because I know there is eternal life. You are that word that incarnate before us. Lord, that Eucharist and that blood, the body and the blood that you give us is eternal. That's why I challenge you later on today, as you walk and you pile up to receive our Lord, you say to Jesus, Lord, to whom else shall we go? But you have the words of eternal life. The rest are fake news. The rest are unreal. The rest are filled with filth. But yours is so true because it goes and it transcends beyond our world. It is strong. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And imitate Peter. As long as he walked and his eyes is fixed on Jesus, he was able to walk on water. But when he got distracted because of the roughness of the water, he started to sink. Don't allow yourself to sink with the rough water, and it will challenge you. It will distract you. But pray. Stay your eyes fixed on Jesus, and you can do impossible things that you cannot even imagine. You can walk on water because your faith is stronger than your flesh. I pray that our congregation here will remain the same. I was expecting less people after all this media advertisement. But it seems that like you are Peter, and you know to say, Lord, who else am I going to believe? You have the words of eternal life. Let's say it once again. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe, and we are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. Amen.